The head of the New York City Housing Authority is out as CEO after 3 years on the job. Mayor Adams made that announcement yesterday. It comes in the wake of the discovery of arsenic in the tap water of the Jacob Riis houses in the East Village. The city later declared the water safe to drink after the lab testing the water retracted its finding. But the episode was just the latest in a series of embarrassments for the long-troubled public housing agency. So we're joined now by Greg Smith. He covers NYCHA for the nonprofit news site The City. Hey, Greg, welcome back to WNYC.
Happy to be here.
Gregory Russ is out as NYCHA CEO. As we said, his departure comes after the agency had to deal with conflicting information on arsenic levels in the drinking water at the Riis houses. Given that NYCHA is not necessarily the most scandal-free agency, and many of the scandals predate Russ's time at NYCHA, why did this arsenic scandal cost him his job?
It cost him his part of his job because he still gets to stay on as chairman, and he does still get to collect a much diminished salary. But the reason that it happened is because there is a history of mistrust that goes back years between the residents who live in public housing and the landlord. And the track record is not a very promising one, because the New York City Housing Authority management has a history of basically covering up squalid conditions. And so that when this crazy arsenic thing happened, it just really touched a nerve with the residents.
You mentioned that he is out as CEO, but he is going to stay on as chairman. Can you talk about what that means in practical terms? And you mentioned his pay, too. So what will his pay be in that role?
So what happened was he was hired in by the former mayor de Blasio in 2019. And he was hired because there had been a series of essentially scandals that resulted in a federal monitor being brought in to oversee this agency. So they bring this guy in and he's going to turn it around, and they're paying him $414,000 a year, which is almost double what the mayor gets. And he also was allowed to live in Minneapolis, which is where he comes from. So he's commuting back and forth, and he is serving in two roles, as the CEO and as the chairman of the board of the New York City Housing Authority. So he has a dual role. And as part of the reorganization that the federal monitor wanted to implement, they decided to split those two jobs into two people. And so they were already deciding to do that before this crazy arsenic in the water thing happened. So he was destined to have this happen to him. And his pay then has now, it's jumped down to $258,000 a year, which is the same as the mayor. So he's still making a nice paycheck, and he's going to stay on his chair. And he said he's devoted to NYCHA.
Greg, as you alluded to, Russ's tenure was marked by controversy pretty much from the start. You mentioned the high salary. You mentioned the trips back to Minnesota. So given all of that, how would you evaluate his time as that of NYCHA?
Yeah. So he was super focused on one thing. He was super focused on the financing. And so what he did is he created this thing called a preservation trust, which is going to essentially allow the Housing Authority to create an entity that can float bonds. And it will place, I think it's 20,000 apartments into what's called Section 8, which, in other words, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get a way to fund it, because they're always complaining about money. Mm. And that is one thing that he is focused on. But he's going to stay on as chairman, but my understanding is that is the thing he's going to focus, because it is now going to be implemented. And next year, that's going to start to be rolled out, and we'll see how it goes. I mean, I don't know if people, I mean, who's going to invest in this? You'd have to, if you're an investor in bonds, would you invest in this? And we'll see what happens.
Well, that brings us to another question here. Do you think Russ's dismissal says anything about the mayor's plans for the housing agency, especially if it looks like they're going to continue the same policies?
Yeah, the mayor embraced preservation trust. So the mayor appears to be embracing what Greg Russ was all about. And whether that, how that plays out, I don't know. Eric Adams, the mayor, was, before he was the mayor, was the Brooklyn Borough president. And so he's been around, and he's very familiar with what's been going on at the New York City Housing Authority. everybody seems to think, well, Greg Russ is no longer the CEO. So maybe this is a sea change moment. Mm. But I have been covering this for 10 years, and I have yet to see a sea change moment. I have seen incremental changes, and it is possible that, you know, there's a certain momentum to these things. Perhaps this will turn the ship around.
Greg Smith covers public housing for the nonprofit news site The City. Greg, thank you so much.
Happy to be here.